You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. No locals in action, but plenty of March Madness to consume, including Peter Rosenberg's favorite team, Duke, taking on Vermont at 7:10. So if you want Peter to have a great weekend, have Vermont upset Duke.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
He would be in a glorious state. That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glass up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. All right. So we said we're going to talk about the signing of J.D. Martinez.
Yes.
Now, what they got J.D. Martinez for, I mean, it's a steal. This guy is a professional hitter. So it's hard to knock signing J.D. Martinez. But to me, Don and Peter, and maybe Don will disagree with me, maybe he'll jump me like Danny, they're half pregnant. Are they in or are they out? Are they playing the young kids or are they not? So I know you got a great bargain on J.D. Martinez. So that eliminates, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, Don, maybe I'm not seeing it clearly. Mark Vientos is not going to play. So you spent the whole offseason, Mark Vientos is going to DH, Brett Beatty is going to play third base. Mark Vientos, by the way, hit a two-run home run off Luis Gil today for two of the Mets' three runs. But you get J.D. Martinez, a veteran. So that means Vientos is not getting touched. So now you're not trying. What are you trying to do? If you're trying to get a playoff spot, right?
Right.
Then you should have signed Chapman to play third base. You should have signed Montgomery to a five-year deal because he's still going to be around when you're turning things around next year. And you should have signed J.D. Martinez, which they just did. It just seems like they're caught betwixt and between, Don.
No.
What are they?
No.
What are they?
They're a team that's thinking more about the future. It's really just about getting players on one-year deals, right? Severino, they got on a one-year deal. Martinez, they got on a one-year deal because you do want to piece together a team that can be competitive this year, but they don't want to lock themselves into anything long-term if they didn't like the guy. I don't know how they feel about Montgomery. If they don't want Montgomery, they're not just going to sign him just because it makes them better in 2024 and that you're locked into more years when there may be better players available to get in free agency coming up next year. Now, Martinez,
I'm hearing, Don, that they are considering Montgomery, but like everybody else, they're waiting for all the Boris prices to drop, which is what they did with J.D. Martinez.
And I mean, don't you think that's smart?
It is smart, but what are you? I mean, are you going for a playoff spot, or are you trying to see what young – now, I'll tell you what, Brett Beatty played third base today. He made an unbelievably bad mental error at third base. He picks a hot shot at third. There's runners on first and third for the Yankees with one out. For some reason, he decides to try to get the runner at third in a rundown, which he did. That keeps the inning alive. It was an easy 5-4-3 double play. Jose Trevino would have been thrown out at first by 40 feet. That's a guy who's not thinking at third base. So what exactly are you with the Mets, Don?
No, but what you are is a team that is putting themselves in a position to go out and binge during the offseason next year on free agents, and they're gonna wait. They don't want to get locked into any deals beyond this year. And part of it is, you know, see what the kids can do, and part of it just free themselves up to be able to really go for it when the free agent crop is better next year. But you also want to try to be competitive because the hope is that Beatty does become a really legitimate third baseman, and then that you check that box. You really want to see what he can do. Now, Vientos was somebody that I guess you were prepared to play at DH, and he's only 24 years old.
But
he's only
Do you think they made a determination just off spring training, this guy's not going to do it. He's not going to – let's sign J.D. Martinez.
Well, no, I think they're always thinking that Martinez was going to be a possibility for 1 year. They were just waiting for, you know, the price to come down where they liked it. And you said it ended up being a bargain, and they got him at a bargain. Now, Vientos can play some third. He can play some first. So, you know, Alonso's not going to play every day at first. And if Beatty turns out to be bad, they might try Vientos there at third. He'll get his at-bats. He's only had, like, 264 at-bats in his career. He's only 24 years old. So you're not really stunting his growth, Michael. I mean, he'll get his time. He'll get some at-bats this year. And then when Martinez leaves, he'll be in consideration for the DH, or maybe they'll go in another direction for a long-term answer at DH. I think you can do both. And they've said, nobody ever within the Mets organization said they were taking a knee on 2024. They just said that they were going to put their eggs in the basket of 2025, and it wasn't going to come at the expense of the future to try to go out and be ultra-competitive this year.
But it does. You're eliminating, you know, Mark Vientos from the equation. You're eliminating what could be a guy for the future. That's my only point because, hey, as I said at the start, J.D. Martinez is really a professional hitter. He makes their lineup better.
Right.
Much, much better. But, okay, but now Vientos is his – are you retarding his progress? I'm not quite sure. I think you are.
Well,
he's going to go down to the minor
maybe.
Leagues.
I don't know how they even feel about him, Michael, as far as, like, were they scared off by last year? Do they think he can maybe be a viable third baseman at some point during his career? He has played, like 30 games there, so it's not like it's completely foreign to him. I don't think that's the plan, but there are places you're going to need a bench. He's going to get his share of at-bats. In the analytic world, Michael, your bench does get at-bats, so it's not like he's going to sit there and rot. He's going to get his opportunities to play. It just won't be as much as if he was the full-time DH. But now you got a lineup where if Alvarez continues to grow, if McNeil gets back to his batting championship form, Alonso in his walk year, if Marte is healthy, you throw Martinez in there, you've got yourself a nice healthy lineup that can be competitive for a team that's probably not going to pitch ultra well until Senga comes back. So they have their plan. They locked into one-year deals. Again, they never said they were throwing this year away. They just weren't going to try to damage their future in being able to be competitive in the free agent market during this offseason. So I think, and I've said it, I've been saying it for weeks, I thought Martinez was definitely going to be somebody they were going to grab. They just wanted to get it at the right price, and they did.
And I'm going to give you another plus from this, okay, because I'm giving you both sides. When you sign players like this when you're a team, to me, the Mets are on the outside looking into the playoffs.
Okay.
There are four teams in the West that I think are beasts. And there are two beasts in the East, and you don't know what the Marlins are going to be. So it's going to be tough for the Mets to get that third wild card. But let's say Martinez has a good first 3 months. Boom. You just turned a small investment into a nice return of a young player from a team.
That's another good point. There's a lot of – you see that in sports all the time. When you see, like, these bad teams sign players, you're like, well, what's that about? What's that about is that, you know, have them a good year, and then you turn it into something at the trade deadline. I'm sure – if the Mets are out of it, Michael, that is going to be a pretty hot commodity to get for a team that's desperate to try to make the playoffs, that is, they feel like they're missing a DH or missing a bat. So I think they have a plan, Michael, and if everything works out like it did for the Diamondbacks last year and everything kind of falls into place, this third wild card really changes everything to me as far as throwing seasons away, unless you're like really brutally bad. I think everybody kind of figure, hey, all we have to do is hover around 500. We might be able to sneak into that final wild card. The Diamondbacks had 84 wins last year. So that's not exactly playing, you know, amazing winning baseball to be able to do that. So
let's have some fun. The winners of the divisions, let's say, we haven't made our picks yet. We'll make them next week. Let's say it's the Braves, the Cubs, and the Dodgers. All right, so now the wild cards. The Phillies are going to be one of them.
Which you would think.
San Francisco got a lot better with their free agent signings. The Diamondbacks went to the World Series. And then you've got the Padres, who are pretty darn good as well. You know, they got Dylan Cease. That's four teams. That's five teams. Well, that's four teams that for three wild card spots. And then you got the Mets and maybe the Marlins on the outside looking. And I don't know if there's going to be a surprise team in the Central that's going to battle for the wild card as well. It's going to be a tough go for them, especially with their pitching. Just saying.
No, it's going to be tough. But again, we have seen the ability to pivot in both directions for Cohen. So if they end up having a surprise start to the season, is it possible that at the deadline they may try to add and try to see this through? If not, well, then they can sell off some of the pieces that they have to be even that much better next year. If
and this get your team, farm system even better.
If this team, which was always an objective even when Steve bought the team, that he wanted to make the minor league system better, and so far he's done a good job with that, is that you're, if let's say they finish 81-81 and they end up finishing like two or three games out of a wild card spot. Well, then you're talking about going out in the free agent market in 2025, Michael, and now you really can be adding to an average team and making them great. Now, if they go out and lose 100 games, it's going to really be a disaster, I think, because now that might be a lot more work than just going out and signing a bunch of free agents next year. But if they're in contention and fall short, then there could be a lot of excitement like you had in the 80s, where the team felt like they were starting to get close, and then in 84, 85, and then you saw what happened in 86. That was before there was a wild card. So now you hang in there, you're playing meaningful games in September, you come up short, you're a 79-80 win team, you finish four or five games out of a wild card spot, but boy, you've got all this room to improve with an owner that's got a ton of money, very active in free agency, and then you can become a really hot commodity next year, which was the plan. So the plan was never, we're throwing away this season. We're not just going to go for it this season. We're going to do what we can do because we don't want it to come at the expense of the future. And then clearly this time next year, we'll be in the process of this team already of going for it. They've gone for it. They've put their ducks in a row, and to be a team that is going to be in the championship conversation in 2025. But this little liaison between the 100-win team 2 years ago and this one is going to probably be a little bit of a bumpy road, but the hope is that this can still be a fun season where we get to see some kids, be competitive, and maybe, just maybe, kind of sneak into the playoffs. I think that's still on the table.
Now, I am going to give my buddy Peter a lesson in friendship, what a real friend is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a very emotional moment this morning, Don.
Okay.
What?
I'm walking in the bowels of Steinbrenner Stadium field. And so I went into the Met clubhouse to say hello to Carlos Mendoza and John Gibbons and Glenn Sherlock, who I know for a long time, and Carlos Beltran was there too, and he's a delight. And then I'm walking outside. I say my hellos. I talk for about 10 minutes with them. And then I'm walking outside, and who's walking to the back cages but Pete Alonso? So I've met Pete Alonso before, but, I mean, I don't know if he knows who I am. I never take that for granted.
Oh, please.
So I shake his hand. I said, hello, Pete. Michael K. He goes, oh, I know who you are. He goes, Buck Showalter told me that you're great, that you're one of the best guys.
No, oh, boy.
That's what a friend does.
Oh,
Danny from Long Island. That's what friends do. Buck Showalter didn't gain him anything for telling Pete Alonso that I was a terrific guy. Now, he was right. I mean, he nailed it. But he didn't have to do that. That's what friends do, Peter.
I don't understand the story.
What do you mean you don't understand it? Don, you understand it.
I understand the story.
Really? What's so impressive about that?
Why would Buck Showalter have to say that? It wasn't like I was standing
next to
Buck.
Why would he have to say? Hold on. Buck is a great friend.
Right.
But this isn't like some bold thing that he did. He was Pete's manager for a couple years.
Missed the point completely.
Don,
what am I missing?
Please. He's
what
missing
a lot.
No, you missed
someone
a lot.
Someone explain.
No, because this, what this is, that if Alonso had just signed with the Yankees, there would have been a motivation for Buck to say, hey, when you go over to the Yankees, you're going to meet Michael Kay.
He's
a hell of a guy.
Right.
Buck never knows if Michael and Alonso are ever going to cross
paths. Thank you for understanding, Don.
Has no idea if they're ever going to have any kind of a relationship.
Right. Okay.
But just out of nowhere, for zero reason.
Zero reason.
Just happening to come up in conversation. No. Hey, you know what? There's a hell of a guy out there in New York that does the Yankee games, of Michael Kay. He's
so
a genuine, really good guy.
It's nuts.
Like,
why
I don't know.
Are you so
but what are you not getting, Peter?
This is a nothing burger.
There was no motivation for Buck to do it.
The motivation is, hold on.
Can I fathom being a good friend?
Hold on. Do you know how many? So hold on. You don't think I've ever told a person who works in a field in my field that you're a good person or good at your job or whatever he said? He was his manager for 2 years. He was around him hundreds of. You don't
but
think
what
they,
was the what? Why?
Okay,
Buck,
okay. Let me set the scene.
That.
Let me set the scene of this incredible moment of kindness. He walks into his office as he's watching the Michael Kay show. What are you doing? Watching the K Show. Oh, really? What is this about? Oh, it's my friend Michael K. He's wonderful. He's the voice of the end. Or they're sitting there. There's a game. Oh, Michael K. is one of the best announcers in baseball. One of my good friends. There's 50 different ways it could have come up. It's like you would have badmouthed you.
You're
his friend.
See, you're looking at it. Yeah, there's ways it could have come up. But
why do you understand Don and he doesn't get it?
He brought it up to Pete because it was just genuine. I really like that guy. There was zero motivation behind it. There was absolutely no modus operandi behind it. There was no objective behind it.
But they're friends. Why is putting over your friend surprising?
It's apropos of nothing. Like, let's say I'm talking to somebody in the town.
How do you know it
live,
was apropos of nothing?
And I go, you know what? You know who's a great guy? I wouldn't do this. You know who's a great guy? Peter Rosenberg. Doesn't know you. I don't think they'll ever run into you.
I will bet you, as God, as my witness, it was not a Tuesday afternoon in January, and Buck picked up the phone and said, "Hey, Pete, Buck, wanted to catch up with you for a second. How are you? Oh, good. How's the back of your belly? I just got to tell you, Michael K., voice of the Yankees, what a tremendous human being."
He doesn't get it, Don.
I don't get it. No. You're
why is it
completely
weird?
I mean,
that
you whipped
he
it.
But no, you guys are both idiots.
No,
like,
no,
this is a
no
nothing. This
we're
is
not
nothing.
Idiots.
No,
you're an idiot.
There is no. If no, no, Don. The only way this is something is if Michael's lying about their friendship. No. If they're actually friends,
no.
This is absolutely
the point,
worthless.
The point
I mean, it's
is
nothing.
No, he told Buck. Buck told Alonso how much of a good guy Michael is.
Right.
And you know why he did it?
Why?
Because he thinks Michael's a really good guy.
Of course, but they're friends.
Right? I understand that.
But
to be able to tell
someone. Is there anyone here who could understand what I'm saying?
When do you ever just say to me, you know who's a good friend of mine? So-and-so. I'll be like, oh, okay, that's nice.
Wait, we've never been watching ESPN. And someone has come up who I've worked with that you haven't. And I've said, oh, I like them. I liked working with them. They're a good person. I've
and
never
then,
said, oh, Mina Kimes is tremendous. She's great. Or,
you have.
Oh, Ryan Clark. I met Ryan Clark in Bristol. What a guy. I've never done that. These are normal
you have
things.
And when you have done that, I thought to myself, well, obviously that's somebody he really does care about because he has no idea. I'm never going to see Ryan Clark. I don't go up to Bristol.
But it's not.
I don't see Mia Kimes. We don't run in the same
who's
circles.
Mia Kimes?
So he must really, honestly, and truly think that out of nowhere you to say that. But my thinking would be, you know what? I think Peter genuinely thinks Mina is a really good person.
But I don't want to do this all day. I don't want to fight with you guys.
Because you can't win.
But why would it be, if you guys are in fact, as it's always been reported, good friends, why would I be surprised that Buck Showalter genuinely thinks you're a good person, and if Pete happened to walk in and you were on TV, he would say, oh, that's Michael K., great guy. Why would that be surprising?
Because there's been plenty of time.
He didn't have to.
Peter,
but why? But you're his friend.
Time.
It would be weird not to.
Because,
I would argue it would be weirder that he doesn't say
Peter, you've never had a relationship with somebody where you felt like there was a closeness, there was a friendship there. But then after you didn't hang anymore, you weren't in the same circles anymore, you never heard from them, and you realized that we were only close because of circumstances.
Sure.
That this person never really cared about me.
Sure. But why would that be Buck?
Just all Michael is saying is this is just the more evidence that that was not the case.
Michael,
I'll tell you what, though. Then I returned I said, you know what? Buck spoke very highly of you too, Pete. And I know that Pete Alonso loves Buck. And then I did something that the kids say, Peter. You've been proud of me.
What's that?
I said, you go have a great year and go get your bag. I said, go get your bag.
Did you?
Yeah.
Now, that's impressive. See, now we're getting somewhere. Now,
I mean, that's impressive. Go get your bag from a 63-year-old.
Now, to connect the dots, Peter.
Get your bag.
Now, Alonso will go back to Buck at some point. They'll cross paths. And then he'll say, I ran into Michael K. He had great nice things to say about it. Buck could say, well, of course he did because you talked me up. So he might think that there was motivation for Michael to then retort in kind because Pete had mentioned what Buck had said. Now, if Michael had just said that to Buck before he even spoke to Buck about it, and then he went back to Buck and told Buck, Buck would be like, wow, that's really nice because he didn't have to say that. But the fact that Michael said it after the fact, there's enough evidence for Buck to say, well, of course he did because you said so many nice things about him. Don't you see?
Don,
the motivation is important here.
I mean, we're right up against drop madness, but
I
Don, doesn't it frighten you just a little bit, that Pete Peter's such a clueless clown.
No, it's just, this is so, I think there are people
out there listening.
His instinct
is to fight this.
Yeah,
his instinct is to fight.
He's not a true friend to anybody.
You know, all, you know what it tells me and the listeners?
What does it tell us?
That you and the Showalter relationship is a hoax. It's not real.
Why is it a hoax?
Because if it was real, this is such a burger. I mean, I would expect if someone ran into someone who I knew as well as you know Buck.
But you're making up the whole thing that he's watching the K show, and then Pete walks into his office, and Pete goes, "Oh, who's that?" That's not what happened.
So tell me what happened then. I would like to know. If it wasn't something like
that. He's going around the clubhouse. He's going over scouting reports, right?
Okay,
comes to Pete. He goes, "All right, this pitcher today, he's got a really good slider, throws it really hard, and then he'll bust you inside with a fastball." Let me tell you, Michael K is a wonderful guy.
Okay, let me get into Drop Madness. We start in the Flub region. The 2 seed.
20 years ago today, Yankee related.
So 20 years ago today, so that is 2014.
All right, up against the 15 seed.
However you want to play, don't miss your chance.
The 7 seed is in action.
Iris Juradu.
Spell last name?
J-U-R-A-D-O. Juradu.
Gerardo.
All right, there you go.
It's
that
Ecuadorian.
Works, well, listen, I don't know.
That's a rare Dan Grosso appearance. That's the 7 seed up against the 10 seed.
Let's go to Lovell.
In the funny region, the 2 seed in action.
He's not cool. His voice is weird. He's kind of a dork. His brother's a tool. His girlfriend's annoying.
The old Peter Mahomes rant up against the 15 seed.
They were being somewhat semi-critical of the greatest booth in the history of sports.
Peter versus Peter matchup. In the funny region, we have the 7 seed.
Screw. Go scratch yourself.
Up against the third ever wind horse, this time in France.
Wind horse in France!
We go to the troubling region, the 2 seed.
With a perfect read. Nails every read.
Oh, my God. He just punched the computer hard.
Up against the 15.
He could go choke on it.
Okay. I could see an upset there. The 7 seed.
Speaking of a squirrel trying to get a nut.
Easy, right?
I got a mouthful of nuts right now.
I'm some kind of party.
Up against the 10 seed.
I hate you. I hate your guts.
Nuts. I mean, Michael, how easy is it to pencil in the 10 seed advancing there?
It's ridiculous.
It's the Don tournament. Hey, come on. We go to the nether region, the 2 seed.
That's not true.
Up against the 15.
He got that dog in him.
Oh, I love that matchup. That is a hell of a matchup. Oh, I love the 7 seed in the nether region.
Most people would probably not know that I could play the piano by ear.
Up against the 10 seed.
Nature called and I had to go take a dump. Guess what? I got to get on my bike and go.
All this action can be found on the TMKS ESPN page on Twitter. Go vote now, up until 6:20 p.m.
Don, since you understood the story I told so well, why don't you tell us about BetMGM?
Well, discover BetMGM, the sports betting app New Yorkers turn to for nonstop action. As an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden, the New York Knicks, and the New York Rangers, BetMGM meets New Yorkers at the world's greatest arena with same-game parlays, exclusive signature bets, and much more all season long. And as an authorized gaming partner of the NBA and an official sports betting partner of the NHL, BetMGM takes the show on the road for excitement every night. Plus, as an official sports betting partner of the New York Jets, BetMGM makes every football game day best it can be. Download the BetMGM app today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offers resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for T's and C's. Must be 21 plus to wager. New York and New Jersey only. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available in New Jersey. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 878-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-5 2.5S Select all-wheel drive, just $269 a month at Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R0451173. MSRP $30,750. Ends 4/1/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
My would you was to Mike Greenberg, the great Greenie.
Okay.
I said, would you rather Northwestern win a basketball national title or the Jets win a Super Bowl? It has to be one or the other. It can't be both. What did he say?
He would say a Jets Super Bowl.
Peter, what do you think?
Jets Super Bowl, got to be.
He said Northwestern because of my kid. Stevie's a student. Nikki just graduated. It'd be so special for all of us together.
Oh, hack.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on.
What do
you did enough for the kids. You sent them to Northwestern, right?
That's it.
They got the legacy when they applied, first of all. He probably helped. Didn't hurt that Greeny's dad, right? Then he pays for school.
That
they don't
didn't
need
hurt
a
either.
No, that didn't hurt. Greeny's got to get his Jets championship. Come on.
Come on, man.
Because you know, here's
I'm telling
why.
You what he said. You're questioning him. You're very, very That's combative what, today.
No, I love Greeny, but here's why he's wrong. Here's why his opinion is wrong.
He's
okay?
wrong about an opinion.
Yes, and let me tell you why.
Tell us.
While it would be an amazing joy if Northwestern randomly won the championship, they've never gone into a season thinking that could happen. It's not even a real thing. It's just like they play basketball, and if they make the tournament, it's fun. No one thinks about winning a championship. Don, every year of this man's life, he's thought, what if this was the year that the Jets win it? And one day they will. So the heartbreak is so much worse for the Jets.
Yeah.
That's why you need the Super Bowl more than you need a Northwestern title.
Well, that's not what he feels, Peter.
His feelings are wrong.
Well, tonight will there be video from his wife's Twitter and Instagram of him rocking back and forth and sweating
right
at the edge of his couch during that game? I doubt it.
Well, he was at the game. I'm sure he was nervous.
Stop it.
Now, Louis Bonilla on X.
Is that Bobby's
no,
son?
No, but it's spelled the same way. And Louis is spelled very cleverly, L-U-E-Y. And he said, thank you, Danny from Long Island. You spoke truth. I'm just saddened that Don LaGreca weaseled out of telling the truth.
Oh, my God.
Michael K. would have been walking on eggshells if this Ohtani thing were a
oh
Yankee
boy
story. This... Don is an enabler.
Oh. Oh, this is so hurtful.
Hey, listen.
Well, I told you we're coming out firing today.
You know, well, because people don't know. They're coming from a place of ignorance. Because they don't know the history of the show like I would, because I've been on it the whole time. When you took slings and arrows for picking the Angels against the Yankees in 2002. When you ripped Alex Rodriguez, who you were friends with at the time, and lost him as a friend because you had to speak the truth. Now, I have no doubt that you would feel uncomfortable doing it because of your relationship with the Yankees, but it wouldn't stop you from doing it because you know you have a show to do, and the people don't appreciate that.
And
because
the
they can't
I
do
can't
what you
attack
do.
A story, right? Real, and this is truth. If the day I can't attack a story truthfully, I'd have to give up this job.
Might be time for you to go.
We
right,
have
because
had
I have a responsibility to our listeners to give them the truth.
And if you knew, the in-depth stories of the times where Michael was called on the carpet for just the pedestrian of opinions against the Yankees, you would realize the guts it takes for him to do this show when literally nobody else in the country does. And a lot of them could do it and won't because of the exact same situation you're claiming Michael's trying to do and not being able to talk about the big team. So name me somebody else that's doing a show in New York with a team as big as the New York Yankees. And I know there's a lot of talented people. Bob Papa does a great morning show on Sirius about football, and I'm sure there's times it's awkward to have to criticize the Giants, but it's a national show, so it's a little bit of a different story. But to be in New York, where the Yankees are the topic of conversation so much, to have that opinion is not knowing the man. And if you don't, and if you think that I am just I'm shriveling under the pressure or enabling Michael, then you don't know me and you don't know the show. And goodbye to you, sir.
Wow. So are you sending Danny off?
I thought what Danny did was wrong.
Danny, to me, I mean, listen, I don't want to be dramatic, because that's not my way. He's dead to me.
I don't blame Mike.
I don't say he can't call in. Let him call in. I will not engage. He can talk to you too.
Really? Is that really true?
I mean, to question, because you're questioning everything that I stand for. You're questioning my morals and ethics. Is that what you're doing?
Wow.
I would sweep this under the rug. How dare you, sir? I hope the Steelers go 2-15. Steelers stink. Oh, Tiny Hands gets a chance as quarterback of the Eagles and is great.
And he also suggested,
I hope Tomlin signs a 20-year extension, because I know you hate him.
And he also suggested, Michael, and correct me if I'm wrong, Peter, that it wasn't so much that you wouldn't have that opinion, or you had the opinion about Ohtani because of the fact that if he were a Yankee, you'd soft shoe it, but the fact that you're bitter at Ohtani for not signing with the Yankees.
See, that is so silly. I couldn't care less.
I mean, come on.
I really don't know the man.
I mean, he's a 63-year-old man. He has seen a ton of championships. Would he want the Yankees to do well? Yeah, of course he would, because he calls games for them. But to sit there like he's some Joe fan, Ohtani's dead to him because he didn't sign with the Yankees.
He wasn't signing. The only time he had a chance was when he signed with the Angels. There was no chance this time that he's signing with the Yankees.
This is sad. This is a sad day. I wonder if Danny will call back.
He'll talk to you two. Let's go to Carmine.
It's a sad day for you too, Peter. You didn't have Michael's back.
Well, no.
But you know the whole thing about friends that we just had. That's who he is, Don.
No, that's not true, Don. See, Don's being a bad guy. I'm surprised to hear this from Don.
Hold on.
I was fair. At first I thought it through, and then I said, no, Michael would do a great job. Would it be maybe different? Sure, maybe it'd be slightly different, but it would be honorable and well done. That's what I said. If you have a problem with that, so you could take it, write it down, take a picture of it, and shove it you know where.
Well, it's like a Polaroid. Make it hurt.
Let's go to Greg in Tom's River. Greg.
Okay, now Greg's going to speak the truth.
All right.
I got to agree with Pete. I got to agree with Peter on that Pete Alonso thing, and I'll tell you why.
Tell us.
If I'm sitting around the house with my buddy,
right,
and I've been to a couple of center stage shows. If I'm sitting around the house with my buddy and a commercial for Center Stage comes on, I'm liable to say to my buddy, there's that Michael Kay. Man, he's a phony. Okay? You got to be in the moment. I would never say anything about Michael Kay to my buddy, but if the situation arises, it gives me an opportunity. So
right.
I'm curious, but you're missing the point, Greg.
You believe I'm a phony?
Put it in a sentence, Michael.
Well, you put one in a sentence.
Oh, you didn't get it. Mike Moffitt. Michael Jordan.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're speaking,
I still don't get it.
I know.
You're speaking pig Latin. Don't be cute. Tell me what you mean.
Okay. Remember when Mike Moffitt said Jerry Seinfeld was a phony? And he said, put it in a sentence. And he said, Michael Jordan, he's so phony.
Oh, I remember?
Remember?
Yes, I do. It's just not too disjointed.
Anyway,
and just didn't
anyway
but,
but
the
get
Greg,
back to,
no, but the point,
to
Greg,
point.
Is if you sat there, seriously, if you were with a buddy and a promos for Center Stage came on and
but
you turned
Greg
him
and
go,
I aren't friends, Don. It's not applicable.
But the point is, but if he just comes out and talks to his friend who don't know you from Adam, right? And you have no chance of crossing paths with Michael Kay. And he turns to him and goes, you know, that Michael Kay's a phony. What I would take is that Greg really thinks you're a phony. So that's right. The point is that for Buck to say to Pete, Michael Kay's a good guy, and it not have any motivation, not knowing that Pete was ever going to go run into Michael, all it tells you is that it was a genuine thought. But that's all we're saying, that Buck genuinely likes Michael Kay.
But and to me, that's not interesting. I already know Buck genuinely likes Michael Kay.
You don't understand the business we're in. You're a little. You've got a naivete, which is.
But he's
almost,
a real,
it's almost adorable.
He's
There's
a real
friend.
There's
so many phonies in the world.
But I know that he's a real friend. I mean, Don, I may get point guard here. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hear me out for a second. I know where you are. Let me try to convince you to come to my side. Michael on this radio program has lobbied for Buck Showalter to the point where I think he thought he should have gotten the Giants job a few years ago, okay?
Right.
He would try to help him get the Rangers job. Michael has been a loyal, public, front-facing friend for Buck Showalter.
But that doesn't mean that he has to return.
Exactly.
But why would I be surprised? I would be surprised if he was a bad guy and didn't say good things about you.
But how about if he never said a word to Pete about it? Never. He didn't have to go there. He went out of his way to tell one of his players. Yeah.
You don't see the value in it.
They're just mortal men. They're human beings.
You know the only I hate to I
you're
hate
the
to
voice
put it this
of the
way,
Yankees
Don.
For see, God's see, sake.
I hate
Who
to
do you
do
think
it.
You are? You know what the problem is, Don? The problem, the thing that's being revealed here, is I think higher of Michael than he does. He thinks he's some friend of Buck's.
Don, here's what I think happened.
It's crazy.
Maybe, and I think they would have been dead wrong if they were doing it. They were bad mouthing Gary Cohen, and then he said, "You know, he's a great guy, Michael Kay."
So you wouldn't value Peter. Like you are friendly with Ric Flair.
Yes.
Woo!
Right? You guys are close.
I mean, close would be
strong.
But
honestly, he's somebody that is in your orbit and you know him and you're more than just casual acquaintance.
Yes, we've had a couple of good times, sure.
Now, if
sure.
my brother is hanging out with Ric Flair, which isn't out of the realm of possibility, right? Down in Philadelphia.
Right.
You know, I run into my brother talking to Ric Flair, and you're not there.
Yeah.
And Rick just he's like, "Hey, this is Don LaGreca." And Rick's like, "Hey, you know what? I know Peter. Peter's a great guy. Peter's a really genuinely good guy. I really like Peter Rosenberg." And I went back and told you that I was just talking to Rick and my brother, and Rick actually said you're a good guy. You wouldn't like say, "Well, that's really cool, man."
I have literally on more than one occasion. Had someone name drop me to Ric Flair, and Ric Flair told them, "I love Peter. He's a great guy."
Right, and that didn't make you feel good?
No, it's nice, but I never mentioned it to anyone else because I would hope he'd think that after all these years of knowing each other.
I'm going to say something bold.
If he randomly one day went on Twitter and posted, "I got to tell everyone out there listening, you know who I love? Peter Rosenberg." I'd go, wow.
But the thing about it is.
I think something private is better. This is a private conversation
that I'm making public. I'm sure
that
are people out there listening are a little dubious about your relationship with Ric Flair. They're probably not that close.
It's just that they
run in the same state. They're probably not that close. And you might decide, "Oh, no?" Well, and then give an example of that. You don't think there are people out there who go, "Yeah, Buck and Michael are close, but it's probably one-sided. It's probably Michael loving Buck."
Buck probably doesn't have anything to do with Kay.
You know what?
Let me be bold here, Peter, if I may. Why don't you take the rest of the day?
Could I?
Start your weekend and go away.
I honestly, and Peter's not going to agree with this, I've never felt this kind of satisfaction winning an argument.
I don't think you're winning.
I think Peter, Michael and I have thoroughly beaten Peter
in
this argument.
A pulp.
No, I really think people out there listening right now are saying we don't understand what they're talking about.
But they don't get it.
No, it's that you guys think Michael's a loser, and I respect
it.
That's what the issue is.
But you know how many crazy relationships there are out there.
But Michael's name would come up. I'm sorry, Michael, cover your ears. He's famous in the world of baseball. He's not a no-name. His name would come up. He'd be doing Sunday Night Baseball. He's doing a playoff game. He gets written about in the New York Post. His name
All
comes
good.
Up. Someone says, "Someone." They're sitting there, and Pete goes, "Oh, look at this article about so-and-so." And Buck just goes, "Oh, Michael Kay, that's my guy. He is the best guy."
That would be nice. You're proving our point. It would be amazing.
That would be totally nice, but not remotely surprising for a 30-year friendship. I just don't understand. I have thoroughly squashed you both. You should be ashamed and embarrassed.
It's actually a 38-year friendship, but thank
38
you.
38 years? Right. I mean, guys, I have to tell you, I have been abandoned by celebrity friends. I could go on a list of them right now. There's great.
I'd like to hear it. And when I hear you talk, I can understand why.
Pete Davidson, Donald Glover, Kendrick Lamar. I don't hear from these people. If my name came up, they might go, eh.
Huh?
And that would not be surprising, because guess what? I haven't heard from them in 7 years.
Who's this?
But when you let's say the other day my friend had a business meeting with an artist who's I talked to, you know, semi-regularly. And I'm sure if he'd said, hey, you know, I'm really close friends with Peter Rosenberg, that person would have went, oh, that's my guy.
Yeah,
he's
but
the
there's
best.
A lot of there's that I'm sure there's it. A lot of people Great. That think that even when listening and watching this show for years, who thought that Michael's relationship with Buck was very one-sided in Michael's
no.
favor.
Well, again, this comes down to the fact that you're too close to it. I respect him.
You've seen it. We've been in the same room together. We've seen that they're genuine friends, but not everybody. We all throw out, I know this guy, I know that guy. I think there's a lot of people that were genuinely surprised that Buck would have said that to Pete Alonso.
Mike McDonald. I'll tell you what, I've never said this on the air, Don. Run that up the poll. I've never said this on the air. Buck and I actually went camping and we spooned. That's how close we are.
Is that true?
Yeah.
If you ran it up the poll right now,
yeah.
Are you surprised that Buck Showalter said nice things about Michael to Pete Alonso? Are you surprised? If you run that up the poll, I bet it's a 90% win. No one's surprised.
And it wasn't like Pete and Buck spent a lot of time together. He was the manager of the Mets for 2 years.
Baseball player, they're together every day.
Yeah, but what are they talking about announcers? Most of them, Michael, all truth. At least half of the Yankees have no idea you're the announcer. And I'm not saying that negatively. They don't pay attention to that.
Not one Yankee who's been there for more than like 3 months doesn't know Michael's the announcer. These guys all love.
Well, they
themselves.
Know he's the announcer.
They love like, the highlights.
I don't think they put two and two together. Like I don't have the audacity to think that any of the Rangers know what the heck I'm doing on the plane.
The poll is up right now on TMKS ESPN. Are you surprised by this at all? And I hope this puts the argument to bed, and I can finally go right off into the sunset.
Do you know that they're making a movie about me and Buck, Don?
Hi, who am I speaking to, please?
Do you know that they're making a movie?
What is the movie?
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, my God, that's good.
I can't quit you.
You know what? Now you win.
Now, who said to who, I can't quit you?
Michael obviously said.
We haven't quit each other.
No, Michael can't quit
See? You. Why? Your instinct was saying Michael, obviously. But hearing this information, it might have been Buck.
Yeah.
Now Buck's saying it's on the table.
You know what?
This portion of the Michael K Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Genesis of White Plains. Genesis of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. Hey, experience the all-new Genesis of White Plains, where their guests are everything. Take advantage of incredible lease and finance offers on their full Genesis lineup of sedans and SUVs in both gas and EV models. They also offer a full selection of excellent pre-owned Genesis vehicles. Visit genesisofwhiteplains.com or their showroom. Genesis of White Plains, located at 300 Central Avenue, the newest member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, guys, Peter Rosenberg here to tell you about my friends over at Bath Fitter. They remodeled my bath. Did a hell of a job. Customized it for my needs. Process easy. One expert installer. Done in a day. No demo, no mess. And it's a permanent high-quality solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers just like me. And for a limited time, you get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. Start designing your bath today like I did at BathFitterDesign.com. There is only one Bath Fitter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
All right, so many things to try to tie up here for the 4 o'clock hour. Javon Williams said on X, Peter is 1,000,000,000% correct. Buck probably was watching the show when Pete walked in, but is the kind of guy to mention Michael to Pete. Michael just loves to be the center of attention. I'm more surprised Don agrees with Michael.
Yeah, I got. I heard the same thing. My boy Kyrie, great guy, used to work at ESPN, reached out and said he's very surprised that Don is going so hard on the side because he thinks he's such a nothing burger.
No, because these guys don't get it, and you still don't get it, and the guy on Twitter doesn't get it.
What if you don't get it?
No, but no, because it's impossible because we both understand. It just confirms the genuineness of it. Yes, that's exactly probably how it went down. They're watching the game together, and he just went to Pete and said, you know what, that Michael Kay, he's a really good guy. That's probably how it went down. He didn't have to say it. He did. So it was a genuine show of affection. What do people not understand?
But it's just not impressive.
It doesn't matter how impressive it is. It just shows you for anybody out there, and there may not be a few, and it doesn't matter if you run it up the pole, because even if it's one person who thought that this was a gimmick, that it was just Michael loving Buck and not getting anything in return, it is a genuine show of affection that maybe people didn't realize.
But don't you realize that's why I end the argument by saying,
no,
since I trust Michael and I respect
him,
they were friends.
But Michael's doing the show for you.
He's doing a show
for the general public. Of course, you know. You've seen it. You know Michael
Kay.
The guy driving in Uniondale, Long Island, who doesn't really understand the relationship, probably looks at it and goes, you know what? I didn't realize they were that close. That was nice of Buck to say.
I mean, with all due respect, though, Buck is not Prince Charles. He's a baseball manager who Michael covered for years. They've had drinks. They've had dinners.
Right.
They had interviews. They've done so much. They are legitimate colleagues. It's
right.
just so not a reach.
But not everybody understands that. Because we all throw out, I know this guy, I'm friendly with that guy. And you don't think people listening are like, oh, okay, that's probably just an exaggeration. Or Buck probably tolerates Michael because they were on the beat together, and Buck's a nice guy. Doesn't necessarily mean he likes Michael. Well, this confirms that he actually does. And what's so wrong with that? So, yes,
I get it.
Michael gets it. Everybody else, you don't get it.
Now, I also, I'm trying to, you know, drive a stake between Peter and Greeny. So, after Greeny said that he would want Northwestern to win rather than the Jets win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Then he goes to me, how are you, my man? Everything good? I said, excellent. By the way, Peter Rosenberg said you're out of your mind. It should be the Jets. And he just answered, I guess Peter doesn't have kids.
No. Oh, you know what? I'm disgusted by Greeny. That's a low blow. It's honest. It's a low blow. He decides to go to the Peter doesn't understand because he doesn't have kids. Oh.
That's what he said. It would be a wonderful thing to share with his children.
And you know what his children would be thinking? They go, great, Dad. Are his kids as psychotic about sports as he is?
Right.
Yes.
They are.
Well, then if they are, then they're Jet fans. They can't share that?
He said, well, you know what? Wasn't it Carl Banks who once, or OC? You choose your college. You actually choose it.
Right.
It's more important than any professional team.
But you chose your football team too.
And he walked around like a dingleberry about the team. I mean, that's the point.
So now you're against Greeny too, Doug.
No, I'm not against Greeny. I'm just surprised. I side with Peter on this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you really are Boutros Ghali, aren't you?
No, not only that, he's Boutros Ghali.
No, I take him as they come. That's all.
Let's go to Patrick in Mayapak. Patrick.
Happy Friday, boys.
Hello, Patrick.
What's up?
I got two quick points. First, Peter, yesterday I was listening to you talk about the tournament, and you said it's lost a little bit of its luster. Obviously joking here, but I think you're not into it because Maryland's not in it. That's all I'll say.
Ever since Sunday, that's all I could think about. Huge part of it. I said that too.
Them
being on a run, I blame former coach Mark Turgeon. He was the beginning. The post-Gary Williams years was the beginning of it not being the same thing. So you're absolutely right. And by the way, for those paying attention to the tournament, now, I don't want anyone to get nervous, but Stetson has pulled within 32 of Connecticut.
There's a great thing. They interviewed Danny Hurley, and they were up by 33 at the half, and he was really angry at the way his team performed.
I love these psychotic.
That is psychotic.
Well, especially the Hurley.
Shutting them out?
The Hurley.
Well, the last game in the Big East, the one that they won the title, he was up by 20. There's 11 seconds left. He's screaming at the top of his lungs. But that's, you know, they respond to that, I guess. Peter, you've been a disappointment this entire day, but why don't you pick up the pace and tell us about FanDuel? Oh,
thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Say goodbye to your busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All right, I'm going to be locked in tonight. Vermont, the Catamounts, taking out the Dukies. That's right. Think about it. You win, $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just head to FanDuel.com/Peter, and there you go. You can bet so much on college hoops until they cut the nets down. That's right, 21 and over, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.